The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Lord, plant wash my feet. Stand by faith on the table and a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. May God lift us up high. May we stand on higher ground. Somebody say amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Wow, what a blessing and what a privilege to see you here on Tuesday. Tuesdays for only serious Christians. I hope this sound you're having. Anyway, Frim Peace, have a meeting, some discussion with you. But I hope this sound you are giving us is good for the recording for those who didn't come and would like to listen to us on podcasts. Some people told me that they were watching us on Facebook. So all those who are also watching us, you're welcome. Only that we don't know how you can get your offerings. You cannot watch mobile money. Very good. I'll give the number so that you can send offering by mobile money. But if you're in America, how can they send? Mobile money works. Everywhere. Everywhere you go. Wow. What about Saudi Arabia? That you're not sure. What a shock. Anyway, let me start preaching before my iPad dies. It's dying. A few micro who told me to use iPad when there's a normal Bible, real one. Anyway, so I hope that somebody has an iPad if my own dies. Okay, fantastic. But as you have one, hope it's not broken because your phone is broken. Everything is it cracked or something? This one is not broken. I don't know why all your things are broken apart from your saxophone. Anyway, we are blessed to be here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share with you very briefly, and then we will go. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 20. And like Bishop Pazzi asked you, I trust that all of us are going to come for the camp. Wow. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 20. And verse 38, the verse you're looking for is actually 39, but 38 says, so the prophet departed and waited for the king. Now, when doing service like that, we can't read the whole of the passage. So when the passage is read, a bit of it is read for you in the service, my advice for you is that go home and read the whole story so you can get it well. Bible says the Christians in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica. You learn this in scripture, you know, because when they heard the scriptures, they received the scriptures with gladness. Let's read that scripture. Very good. With gladness. And then Bible says, okay, let me read it. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word of God with all readiness and of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Amen. Can you get a New Living Translation for those who have not heard the scripture before? Can you read it better? And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. Isn't it beautiful? No matter who was preaching, they were, first of all, the attitude towards the word. Amanda, are you with me? They received the word with gladness, with joyfulness, with readiness of mind. Amen? And then number two, they will go home and daily, they will open and see whether what Paul and Silas was teaching them. You know, some of us, unfortunately, Christians have become so gullible. We are not able to study with scripture for ourselves. Anything anybody says passes. As long as my name is preceded by the word title bishop, I must never make a mistake. Do you understand? If I am bishop, then it means that what I say is, but these guys, Bible said they checked to see whether what Paul and Silas were speaking was scriptural. Maybe become like the Berean Christians. Can I have an amen? Who daily search the scriptures. Amen. No matter, that's what Paul says, that even if an angel comes to say anything contrary to the scripture, reject it. Even angel. All these are introductions to the preacher I'm preaching. Is it there? But though, this guy is very fast. Before I speak, the scripture is already on the screen. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Are you here or going home? So this is a type of Christians that Paul was writing to, because the Christians in Galatia have been swept off their feet. That's why he said that, oh ye foolish Galatians, may you never be called a foolish Christian. But he said, oh ye foolish Galatians, what happened to you? Who bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Christ had been evidently set forth? Amen. Anyway, so let's go back to the scripture. How did I get into all this long thing? All right. My part is dying. All right. 1 Kings chapter 20. The verse, that I said that read the core passage, because every text is in a context. There's a pretext and the post-text, and then the text. So the pretext, post-text, text make the context. All right. So now verse 38. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king and he said, thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man, if by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, so shall thy judgment be. Thyself has decided it. Amen. And then he hasted and showed himself and all that and so on and so forth. It was this a parabolic message. But anyway, the point I'm making is verse 39. How the man himself said that thy servant went to the midst of the battle. How many of you know we are in the midst of a battle? Can I see your hands? Life is a battle. Amen. And he says that in the midst of the battle, a man was brought to him and said, keep this man. Push your neighbor and say, keep this man. Amen. Hold him and say, I'm keeping you. Hallelujah. He said, keep this man. Amen. Yeah. And he said, keep him. Keep this man. And what happened? He said that if this man escapes, then shall thy life be for his life. Are you there? Keep him. Keep this man. If this man escapes, your life shall be for his life. In the midst of a battle. Now, battle is a very chaotic environment. Chaos, shout, noise, running, thy blood, everything is in the battleground. But the man came and said, keep this man. If he escapes, your life for life shall be exchanged. Now look at the next verse. What happened? How did the man escape? And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Yeah? As your servant was busy here and there. Now the question is, how did the man escape? How did he escape? The one who has been given the order to keep, he was not sleeping. The man didn't escape because the keeper was sleeping. The man did not escape. The place is very quiet. I hear what I'm saying. The man did not escape because the keeper was lazy. Yeah. You assume that maybe when they say keep the keeper slept and the man escaped. Or the keeper was lazy. And so, but he said that once your son was busy here and there, that is when he escaped. As thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. He was gone. That is how the man escaped. Yeah. If the watchman comes to tell you that I was sleeping when the thief came, you can say that, yeah. I mean, you can be angry. So, it's a natural thing for the person to watchman to sleep. Natural, isn't it? But the watchman is awake. He's not sleepy, he's not lazy. But the watchman who has been employed to guard the place is busy about other things. He was not even watching television. He was busy here and there, moving around. Moving around. And then, the man was gone. Meanwhile, he had been told that if this man goes, life for life. Tell somebody, life for life. Amen. So now the question I'm going to ask you in this very short sermon is, who is the man that you're supposed to keep? That is my simple question to all of us. Amen. Who is the man that you are supposed to keep in the midst of the battle? In the midst of chaos? In the midst of all that is going on, who is the man that you are supposed to keep? Amen. So what is the answer? I'm waiting for the answer. I asked you a question. I said I'm going to ask you a question. So I've asked a question. Pastor David, you have to tell me the answer. Who is the man? Franchu. Who is the man that you are supposed to keep? Who is the man? Because if that man escapes, why are you supposed to? Because perhaps the man is a very dangerous man. Do you understand? Maybe he's a very dangerous man. Maybe a first-class murderer. That if this man escapes, the trouble that this man will cause, that's why he said, keep him. Keep him. Because if this man escapes, the price is going to be too expensive. Are you there? I mean, I'm sure that this man that was brought to this guy to keep was a deadly criminal. That if this guy escapes, I don't know what are you writing? Franchi, what are you writing? Possible answers. Yeah. Possible answers. Eh? William, who is this man that you're supposed to keep? Deadly person. That if this man escapes from your hands, the trouble that all of us are going to suffer from this man's escape, it's not going to be easy. So what was the instruction? What was he told? Now the word keep, and I'm going to give you the answer shortly. The word keep, it means fenced with thorns. Fenced with thorns. Yes. Fenced this man with thorns. So you cannot easily escape when they are bougainvilleas, surrounded by thorns. Fence the man, guard the man with thorns. Let's see how the living NLT puts it. All right. NLT. The king passed by and suddenly a man brought me a prisoner. He said, guard this man. Guard. Does it. If any reason he gets away, you will either die or pay a fine. Amen. So you see, the man was so, it was important that this guy would focus on his job. But what did the man do? 40. What did the man do here? He was busy here and there, isn't it? But why was someone busy doing something else? What has Christ given us to do? What are you doing apart from what you have been assigned to do? Amen. Doing something else. The prisoner disappeared. Do you know why the man is in prison? Do you know why he's a prisoner? You know what he did that you're supposed to keep? So keep guard. Surround the man with thorns. Make it impossible because this man that we are talking about, if he escapes, the price is going to be too high. Yeah. Now, the answer to the question that I need you to focus on it today. The man you're supposed to keep is you. And I'll explain to you. You are the man that you're supposed to keep. You keep this man. Because you see, in every man, there's something about you that if he escapes, it's not going to be easy. Every one of us here, now listen to what I'm saying very carefully. Every one of us here, there's something in you that if you allow it to escape, nobody can control you. I'm telling you. Lying, stealing, adultery, evil. It's in every one of us. So if that man in Franchu escapes, the man in Franchu escapes, it's not going to be easy. Tell you. Reverend Isaac standing here playing the saxophone for us. If Reverend Isaac doesn't keep Reverend Isaac, doesn't keep that Isaac, keeping Isaac, he'd be surprised what Isaac can do. Are you still here? All of us are capable of doing terrible things. Capable. This is quiet. I'm preaching to you. You are a saint. You are a perfect person. Every one of us here is capable. Young. We are capable. Peter. Yes. We are young. You are capable of doing terrible things. You standing here. Singing in the hymn choir. You are capable. You are capable. All of us here are capable. Because if this man escaped, the trouble that he will cause. Bishop Pazzi, keep the Pazzi. Hey, you sit down, let me continue preaching to you. As I said, short man, I'm going to be ending soon. If you want to know what this man is capable of doing, look at yourself before you got born again. Even after you are born again, bro. After you are born again, bro. Yeah. Hey! Williams! Yes! Even now you are born again, we can't sit up. Now look at yourself before you got born again. Yourself before you. I'm going to show you two more scriptures and we are closing. Are you there? Before and what? After. Auntie Jane, Bible says, keep the Jane, keep this person. Don't let the Jane escape. Hey! Are you still here? If that Alfred escapes, you'll be surprised what Alfred will do. You'll be surprised. Yeah. Alfred is capable of lying. Alfred is capable of adultery. Oh, Alfred can't do that. So keep Alfred. Keep Alfred. Keep Alfred. Yes, I'm preaching. Keep him. Many of us, we don't know what we are capable of. That's why we are not keeping ourselves well. Let's look at another scripture. Say, I'm going to keep the man. I'm going to keep the man. If you're a woman, say, I'm going to keep the woman. Hedge him with thorns. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24. 25, 26, 27, 20, up to 27. 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Know ye not that which they which ran all, they all run, but one received the prize. So run that ye may obtain. The next verse, 25. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. The next verse. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. Verse 27 is the verse you're looking for. But I keep my body under. I keep under my body. I'm keeping Paul under. I'm keeping this man called Paul. I'm keeping him under. In subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself will be a castaway. Are you here? Now, look, that verse in there, modern English. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So, what Paul is saying that I am keeping this Paul. I know this Paul. I know this Paul, what he has done before and what is whatever you have done before, you're capable of doing it now. I know you are born again. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You speak in tongues. You lift your hands in church. But what you have done, you are capable of doing the same thing. Paul wrote half of the New Testament. But he said, I'm keeping this body under control. I'm keeping it under control. I'm making sure I'm keeping it down there. Down there. Hold your ears. I'm keeping this man. Hallelujah. Keep your ears from hearing rubbish. Keep your eyes from watching pornography. Keep this man. Because every young man here, your eyes want to watch bad things. But keep this man. I said, keep this man. When you take your phone, you want to go to some site. You've got to say, I'm keeping this man. I know why you're pretending that you're not the one I'm talking to. But I'm preaching to you. Say, keep this man. Hey, sisters, you're capable of being jealous. Oh. Keep this lady from becoming bitter. Keep her from becoming unforgiving. Keep this person. I'm telling you. Many things. If your real self comes. I'm preaching. I said, tonight I'm preaching to you. Amen. You are the one that you are keeping. Amen. Yeah. There are pastors sitting in front here who bad thoughts occur to them. Bad thoughts occur to them. So a pastor must also keep himself. Rodney. Do you understand the message I'm preaching? Yeah. Keep this man. Keep your eyes. Keep your ears. Keep your feet from going places where you have been before that you are tempted to go again. Keep this man. Don't let him escape. Because if he escapes, it's going to cost you your life. That's what he said. It's going to cost you your life. I've seen many believers, people who serve God, who now don't serve God because they could not keep the man. They could not keep the man. I've seen people whose hearts are corrupted with anger and bitterness. You keep up, you see, all of us are capable of killing human beings. I'm telling you. I met a prisoner who has killed somebody. He said, I was angry. I didn't know what happened. I get you in a shock. And you may be surprised what this body here, if you allow it, what they can do. It can send you to prison. Your anger can destroy your life. So keep this man. Keep him. Keep him. Keep her. Keep her. Are you still in church? King James. So now let me preach again. Oh yeah. What have you been tempted to do? Davis. What have you been tempted to do? So if we used to drink. Sometimes when you're depressed, you feel like going back. Going back. But keep this man. Keep this man. Keep this man. Keep this man. I love this man. I keep under my body. I keep me, my body, under control. Paul, what have you done? Paul wrote half of the New Testament. You even WhatsApp, you can't respond. He wrote half. Went so many places preaching. But Paul said that one thing I do all the time is to keep my body. Can I have an amen? Amen. Can I have a louder amen? Amen? Am I talking to anybody here? If you don't keep this body here, there are people that you don't like to see. You'll be so bitter towards a person, so angry towards this person. If your heart be full of poison. Yeah. What a word I'm preaching. Yeah. You're capable of doing very wild things. Sitting behind the drum, sitting behind the keyboard. You are capable. You are capable of doing. I'm telling you. Capable. All the brothers here, all of you. Capable. Capable. You are looking at me. I'm talking to you. I keep my body under control. You see, the way there, he said, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, so this is even to preachers, to pastors like Pastor Charles. When I have preached to others, I myself will be a castaway. The word castaway is a Greek word adokimos. A-D-O-K-I-M-O-S. Adokimos. Adokimos. Now the word adokimos means to be rejected. It means to be ejected. It means to be useless. It means to be thrown away. It means to lose your heavenly reward and your earthly ministry. Yeah. Paul said that after I have preached to others, I become a dokimos. I will lose my heavenly reward. How many years you have served God? I've been born again for more than 40 years. 40 years. Can I become a dokimos? No, you can, don't say no for me. Because Paul, I have not done half of what one hundredth of what Paul did. But Paul said, me, I can be a castaway if I don't take care. So we can say by faith, but all of you should, but you must now apply discipline to your life. I'm telling you. Can I have an amen? Oh, you're not happy you came for this 2-day service. Am I talking to anybody here? I myself, I can surprise myself if I don't take care. Yes, my body can surprise me. You think Bishop Pat doesn't have bad thoughts? You think since he got married, he has never seen any girl and his head? You think because of his nice, handsome face? I say you guys should sit down. I'm preaching. Yeah. You think because Reverend Ezek is playing the saxophone, he's an angel? A higher place. Pa 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 pa. Thank you very much. But after you have preached to others, after you have blown that you did for us, may you not be a castaway. May you never become a dokimos. All of us are sitting here. You are the people who used to serve God with you. They don't come to church anymore. For various reasons. Maybe they didn't keep themselves from being offended. Offense can drive you away from church. They keep themselves from walking after the lusts of the flesh can destroy you. You look like married couples. Many times the thoughts will catch you. Let me walk away. Let me do this. And so. If you don't keep this thing. Yeah. That's when they say to me that, look, I get angry. Look, so now, when my wife is in, I just want to take my shirt and drive. I can go and find another woman in town. But you have to keep this man. Because this man feels like doing this. But what you feel like doing is not right. Paul says that if I don't take care, if you don't take care, you can surprise yourself. Yeah. Free will is not out of anger. You have slapped somebody. You have slapped somebody. Because sometimes somebody can really irritate you. The next step you take is to slap. You know, I'm going to preach a message to you, but yesterday I went to see someone in the hospital. And when I went to see, when I got to the place, they said, oh, this time is past. Then I met a lady. She said, oh, I'm a senior nurse here. And I said, oh, Bishop Saki, I'll take you. I said, you know, Mr. I know you. And she went through and said that, I have a friend who says he really likes you. He said, anytime, he says, go to one of our branches. She goes to one of our branches. But this gentleman is soon like her. I said that, anytime you see that Bishop Saki, tell him that I really like him. And I really love him. I said, how come? So, he listened to you all. He said, tell him I really love him. So, you don't know him, but he just said, just tell him. I picked up, my son asked me, because he was fast, asked me, Daddy, can you pick up something from the mall for me? Honor's coming. So, I just took a quick dash. When I went to the mall, and I picked up what my son wanted. And then a lady, either half caste or Lebanese or Syrian, I mean, so she began to be excited. She said, hey, I love you very much. And I felt embarrassed because we are just about to pay. And people were there. Hey, I love you. I knew that one day I'll meet you. I love you very much. So wait. And she took her phone, wait. And she just turned and said, podcast. So I was just listening. I listen to you every time. And I told myself that one day I'll meet this man. Look. She was so happy. I've never met her. Said, I knew that one day I'll meet this person. I really, and then all the at the point I didn't even know how to do that, because I was trying to face the girl who was in the study. I realized that, hey, I shouldn't face her because the girl was being somewhere. I was just, hey, that's not the way to do the work. But when I saw, I realized that, let me be calm, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man of God, I shouldn't misbehave. Are you there? The other day, sit down, I was traveling, and there was an air hostess who was quite I don't know what was on her mind. She was just the drink that she was pouring. She poured a drink on me. And she looked great. I said, What's wrong with this girl? And when I say tea, she'll bring you coffee. I said, what's wrong with this girl? I felt like facing her, telling her my peace of mind, a thing or two. So after everything and all the carelessness and everything, when the thing took off, we were all in the air, the thing was airborne, cool and all that, cruising, and they finished serving. Then she came. She said, please, can I sit by you? I said, no problem. Then she sat by. When she sat by me, she started crying. She said, yeah, Bishop Saki, I know you. My husband, I just walked out with another lady. My heart is so broken. I want to talk to you. Can I talk to you? She started crying. So as she was doing all these things, and she had mind, the pain in her heart. She was looking for sense. She recognized me. I said, she wanted me to pray with her, talk to her, just tell her to talk to her. I said, I can't pray with her. I don't know what to do. So I'm left with my two children. How about they just walked away with another man, another woman? I don't know what to do. He talked. I said, can you pray for me? Now then I knew that all the issues that he's going, it is something that was really, it's deeper than just carelessness. Deeper than that carelessness. But I said, why am I saying these things? I'm saying that people that I don't know, they know me. And somehow, they're blessed. They're ministered to at a point or the other. So Paul said that. That is why I'm going to keep myself disciplined. Because it's possible people will be blessed by your ministry. People will be touched by your singing. But you yourself, you become an adokimos, a castaway. Somebody that is now set aside. Could it be that after all our preaching, because we did not keep this man, we didn't keep this man, Paul said, I can be cast away. Bless God for your singing. Bless God for your ministry. But that is not all there is. I'm telling you. As for preaching, 1 hour, 30, we have finished preaching. But now after I finish preaching, I'm an ordinary Christian. I must have my quiet time. I must keep this man with the Bible. I must let this man pray. I must let this man study the Bible for himself. This man must study the Bible. Because the real you wants to do other things. Keep this man glued to the word of God. Keep this man in check. Check the person that he will not go away. I've met too many people who used to serve God, but they could not kill the man. And the man took a better part of them. Now they become adokimos. Adokimos. They don't come close to church anymore. I'm telling you. Are you still in church? Am I preaching to anybody here? We are ending. We are ending. Koranda Shikibahatose. I felt, actually felt, hey, why are you guys walking up and down so much? Keep this man. Hallelujah. The word is a battlefield. Amen. Am I talking to anybody here? It's a battlefield. It was a battlefield where the man said, keep him on this battle because chaos, sin, lust, evil, all of it, blood, the battle is the place of confusion. That's the place you must keep yourself. Amen. But when I was busy doing this and that, that's when the man escaped. Man that might be kept escaped because you took your eyes off you. Sometimes you're interested in somebody else, but you are not kept. Bible says that after we have kept yourself, you can keep others. Yeah. Pay heed to yourself first and to others. Everybody must be careful. Don't be quick in pointing at people's faults. Look at your own self first. That's what the Bible says. Can I have an amen? Don't look at anybody.
somebody else's fault and point out their fault, look at yourself first. Pay heed to yourself and then to the flock. The people that have been kept in. Take care of yourself first. When you sit in the plane, they will tell you. When there's a storm or whatever and so on, and all that and so on, the airbag will fall and so on. They ask you to now take care of yourself even before you take care of the child you are carrying. Because if you don't take care of your child, of yourself and take care of the child, you and the child will die. They will tell you, first of all, take care of yourself. Put a thing on yourself, gas and everything and so on. Then you can care for others. You don't pray. How can you be a good percentage leader? You don't read the Bible. You don't take time for yourself. I must be a number one hypocrite. If I don't have my own quiet time and I come and preach to you, I'll be a hypocrite. If I don't pray on my own, how can I tell you to pray? How can I tell you to pray? My words will be empty. I'm telling you. That's why we go for the camp. Are you here? Yeah. We are ending now. I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for myself. Amen. Keep this man. Say, I'm keeping this man. I'm keeping this man. Amen. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm keeping this man. Look. The devil wants to steal your joy. Steal your peace. Steal what belongs to you. You don't keep yourself. I'm telling you. If the man escapes, say, hey, is it you who is doing this? Is it you who is doing this? Yes, it's you. But didn't keep him. Didn't keep you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 15, as you close tonight. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shall shine as lights in the world. Lift your two hands to God and pray. Say, Lord, help me to keep this man. Help me to keep this woman. Help me to keep my body under check, under control. Help me not to obey the desires of the flesh. Lift your two hands and pray to God. Talk to God tonight. Talk to God tonight. Yield not to temptation for yielding his sons.
Mili antolo momo selagazidos, broma, kanda, bandos te peleninos, titam randuko pandika lalasa, chende melele, mende kelele, tutu paraninosa, reke toko pandelese, bromina, nasutenina, branico talababa, belito kuma, belito.
Just pray for 2 minutes, pray. So, Lord, help me to keep this man, keep my temper. Keep my evil desires, keep in check. Keep everything in check.
Mille andolo babos
randa shakabahatos.
Tele mahabo shandekele metulo mahali ke tendele meninosa.
Keep your mouth from saying what you don't have to say. Keep your ears from hearing what you don't have to hear. Keep this man.
Nima makatala bababaya. Roko padila masondele menuse. Makandilo losa. Reketekele memo. Makumba latiloma. Makandele menemikoma. Omo kalasu pandalimo saya. Imalolos want telemica. Ah, Macanina Sata. Broco Pandili Messiah.
Chinanda
Mahaliko Matelemenus. Roco Pandila Setenuma. Canino Mahanda Catalaha. Telima and Telemenino Sopaniki. Corandiki Panda Cabahalala. Telenia Tualia Tua Telemeca. Roco Papania Tua Lisaya. Chinando Conima Sa. Titanda Capala Ladile. Della Ladile. Mantuni Mantala. Tandi Capo Itaise. Mokomi intalalala tunamiso makino mosunda balalisa.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read this
him to you. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you help some other to win. Fight manfully onward. Dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions. Bad language, disdain. You must keep your mouth from saying some things. God's name, hold in reverence. Nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest. Kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. To him that overcometh, God will give a crown. Through faith, we shall conquer. Though often cast down.
Is it there?
Though often cast down. Go on. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Amen. Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strength. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Father, we ask you to help us. May none of us ever lose our earthly ministry. May none of us lose our place in your kingdom. May none of us lose our place in the church. May the enemy not take better part of us.
Amen.
Give us the grace to keep this man so that our hearts, our mind, our mouths, our ears, all that is ours, our members, shall be under your control. Be gracious to us and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated.